Hello, world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 191. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day, I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Jenny Larson. Welcome, Jenny.
Welcome, Don. I'm happy to be here. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is ours. Jenny, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
I definitely, absolutely, every day.
All righty. We want to hear the whole story. Jenny Larson is a master career specialist, global career development facilitator, and owner of 210 Consulting, a career coaching practice she founded in 2011 to help individuals find purposeful, satisfying career paths through certified aptitude testing and career development coaching with a holistic approach. She works with clients throughout the country, setting them up for success and equipping them to move forward with confidence so they can live successful lives of purpose and passion. Jenny, that's a nice summary of your career to date. Tell us what you're working on now that has you engaged and excited.
You know, the primary part of my practice is working one-on-one with my clients, and I absolutely love that. That's just kind of, that gets me going where I'm able to really engage individually in their lives. I work with a lot of students, high school, college students, 20-somethings, but also adults kind of mid-career. A lot revolves around kind of moms that are reentering the workforce, but also men and women who find themselves kind of stuck in their careers, not really using their talents and wanting to develop kind of a new purpose or vision for the next chapter of their lives. I'm also starting to develop some group coaching programs. I'm kind of excited about that. So especially for those students who are moving that college to career transition. And then also for moms who are facing the empty nest and kind of going through that transition. Those are my two kind of emphases right now.
Oh, good. That sounds very fascinating and very, very useful. I would imagine, especially in this economy and this evolution of our whole business world, that the adults at mid-career, since there's no longer any lifetime employment, is a huge market, right?
Oh, there definitely is. Yes. So whether it's from layoffs and kind of this comes from the economy, kind of the economic factors that you're referencing, but also those that have gotten to a certain point and they just can't do it, you know, any longer, that they really want to shift into something that's a better fit for them.
Yes, exactly. So. Well, as you know, everyone's life is composed of a series of turning points where we face obstacles and opportunities and choices that ultimately determine the next 6 or 7 years of our lives. Take us back as far as you will in your story to some of the more memorable turning points that have shaped the life and career of Jenny Larson.
You know, I think the most significant, earliest one was when I was a freshman in college and I found myself stuck. I just really didn't know what to major in. Like so many of my clients, I was in that position. And so my mom had me go for aptitude testing. I was born and raised in Dallas. And so she took me to one of the practices that was there and had my aptitudes tested. And it made a huge difference and impact in my life to really understand what my natural abilities were. Mm-hmm. And so that I was able to change my major. I developed a vision for my future, got tweaked a little bit along the way, but I decided to major in interpersonal and organizational communication with the view of going to graduate school to get my counseling degree.
What was the catalyst? Had your mom had experience with this kind of testing or what was the catalyst for that?
She did. I think that she had friends that had taken their kids and had made such a difference in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I find that here in my practice, the mom network is pretty strong and they talk to one another. And she really thought this would help me. And I'm so glad that she did, because not only did it help me identify my talents, but it planted a seed for my career and what I wanted, how I wanted to invest my time mm-hmm. in my life.
What did you find out? What were some of your innate abilities that you didn't know about?
In terms of, to use kind of Highland's ability battery, terminology that I'm high in classification and concept organization. I'm an abstract thinker, things like that. I need a lot of problem solving. I'm really motivated to kind of invest in kind of in the abstract world, mainly dealing with people and kind of mid-range and kind of that theoretical thinking. So I want it to be practical, but also have that kind of that why-centered focus that I can kind of hypothesize and kind of live in that world. Mm-hmm. Those are probably kind of the primary ones for me. So, and I, you know, have visual speed and accuracy and all that. I don't know how much detail you want me to go into.
No, that's
but
fine.
Those are
that's
some fine. Of my strongest natural abilities. And yes. And my heart was really to invest in and help people. And so that's kind of long time frame orientation. Mm-hmm. Foresight is what they called it.
You were already in college, so you were a freshman. What were you going to major in and what did you change to?
It wasn't that different. I went intending to major in psychology. I kind of had the counseling sort of slant there. But the program that I found myself in at the university I was attending was much more kind of lab-based, kind of research-based. And it kind of took out that people-oriented element for me. And so I wasn't quite sure at the time of the aptitude testing whether I was going to go to law school or if I was going to go to graduate school. That part kind of shook out a little bit during my years in college. Okay. But I knew I needed a lot of problem solving in a way that I could really invest in and help people in a more direct way rather than just doing research projects. Okay. Not that I can't do it. It's just not my favorite thing to do.
I got you. So what happened after college?
I went to graduate school, got my degree, and I met my husband halfway along the way. And so there was kind of another turning point that I graduated and we started our family at that point. And so we were at a turning point there. We made a conscious choice for me to choose to primarily invest my time in our kids. We had a singleton, a son who's now 23, and then I had quadruplets, three girls and a boy.
Wow.
And so it was kind of like parenthood on steroids.
Well, wait a minute. How soon after you had your son did you have quadruplets?
Just 3 years. So wow. It wasn't too close together.
How often does that happen, the quadruplets?
Not that terribly often. It was quite the surprise, but we often joke that God wanted to bless us with these four amazing individuals, and he didn't think that we would carry through one at a time. So we had this crew of five, and I felt such a burden to really kind of develop their talents and invest in them. So that was just a personal choice that we made, and I never regretted it. So I started kind of working in different churches and kind of nonprofit settings to help individuals kind of find their place. And so I was working with Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and temperaments. And I still kept my foot in the door, but it was kind of more in a lay counseling setting. Mm-hmm. And so focused primarily on investing in my kiddos and the lives of my friends and my family and church members, things like that. Mm-hmm. So the next big turning point was when the kids were in high school. So I was approaching the empty nest when our oldest was a senior in high school. We realized, wow, not only did we have the huge financial commitment that having five in college was going to bring, but also I really had an opportunity to kind of broaden the kind of the impact that I could have and the people that I could develop. And so during that, so it was kind of like the fall of 2010 is when that really became a huge burden on my heart to really kind of envision kind of the next chapter. And I kept thinking, wow, if I could only do and help others like the aptitude testing had helped me. That was just kind of in the back of my mind. And I will say, and my husband has given me permission to share this, he had struggled at the early part of his career and finding the fit that he wasn't really able to use his gifts. And he struggled kind of in that career part. And I had really been investigating more the career kind of factors that go into fit. And so that been working in the background too. I'm never one to just kind of do one thing. I've always got something going. And so I've been researching and doing that. And so, and I had this, it's like, oh, if I could only work for one of those companies in Dallas, and that would be so great. And in this kind of research, I found your book, Dawn, you know, Don't Waste Your Talent. And it was like, oh my word, the Highlands Ability Battery. And it just so up my alley and all the things that have been working in my heart. And so I developed this vision to start my own private practice here in Tulsa, using the Hounds Ability Battery, helping people discover their aptitudes and kind of more of a holistic approach.
Yes.
And so that's when it all started. So I went and got my real specialized certifications, and in November 2011 is when I started my private practice. So the kids, our quadruplets, were old enough to be really independent. And so that's how it all began.
Wow. How old are they now?
They turned 20. So they are sophomores in college and doing great. And they were just a wonderful kind of lab, for lack of a better word, of how people are individually wired, you know, from birth.
Right.
And to really help them be the individuals God created them to be has been just such a joy and an honor.
Yes, I can hear that, and I can just imagine. Well, you know the statistics about people in their careers that have been studied for 25 years by Gallup and others, that most people don't find, I don't think your husband's situation that you shared with us is atypical, that people don't find their sweet spot and aren't able to bring them their whole selves to work every day for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it's circumstances. They have a family to raise and they got to make a living, and et cetera, et cetera. There are all kinds of mollifying circumstances. But what do you think the factors are that augur against people being able to do that, to find their purpose and their vision and develop a strategy going forward? What's that about? Why is that so hard?
Well, you know, just from a practical standpoint, what you shared, that a lot of times people just are busy and they don't take the time. It really takes intention and reflection to really sit and evaluate and kind of identify those. But even beyond that, you know, research shows that people are really bad about judging their own natural abilities and aptitudes, because they're the things that come so easily to us that we dismiss them. We think they're no big deal.
Right.
And so we write them off. And so we're not typically that in tune with and seeing kind of the how truly those are gifts and not just things that anybody else can do. So you really need to go through an objective process. You know, frequently parents and close friends will reflect that and say, wow, I think you're really gifted. But unless you see it objectively, people, you know, say, oh, you're just biased. That's more the kind of the natural kind of response. Most of the time you need some additional kind of objective input, and you need the time set aside to really reflect and be intentional to identify. Yeah.
That's the hard part, isn't it? Because the systems that we live in are so, they're doing the best they can to help us, but they're still systems. They're not us. So having the time to reflect and get next to what you really, almost like doing an ongoing audit at whatever age of what you feel in the flow doing and what you love. And people just don't want to take the time to do that as much because it's hard.
It is hard. Yeah. And certain personality types, they are just, you know, more oriented towards the external world and just kind of experiencing what's going on in the inner, you know, at that particular moment. And so they're not. So there's a lot of factors that go into why this is a kind of a challenge for people to do, but so incredibly important. And just really the difference it makes when you are operating out of your sweet spot, there's just nothing like it. And I see that with my husband, just is huge. This difference in the last 10 years where he is doing what he was made to do. And it's just, you know, and for me, myself, obviously, of course, too, but it just really makes and influences every part of your life.
Exactly. Well, what aspects of your life, to be specific, have been most impacted by you using your talents and having a vision and doing what you love?
I think it would be really hard to kind of pin down. I mean, obviously, my family. I am doing what I was made to do, and I am able to do it in a way that allows me to prioritize doing, being involved in their events and things like that. So I particularly appreciate that. But the type of energy that it brings me when I get to use my God-given talents is positively influences every aspect of my life.
Yes. So what would you say to listeners around the world about the most powerful lessons that you have learned overall about strategizing about your career or helping other people with their careers? What are the most powerful lessons that you would share with them?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the biggest one may be to really, you just need to set aside the time to reflect and kind of be intentional about it. And then you need to commit to move forward. That nothing is ever perfect. That most of the time, our lives consist of several chapters. And you don't have to have everything perfect in one particular chapter, but you need to prioritize what's most important and just to move forward. And you'll figure it out as you go along. And you just need to build in those times reflection and make sure you're on track and you're doing that. You really are operating out of your sweet spot and what kind of gives your heart that kind of joy and passion, but to let go that thought that things are perfect in this world. I don't know if that makes sense, but that holds a lot of people back.
Yeah, no, I think it does hold people back. Mm-hmm. There's so many pressures to conform and so many pressures to, you know, make a living, which is real, but it's not enough emphasis on individuality and finding your own true self.
Right. And you need to be intentional about knowing your true self and then prioritizing what's really most important to you and kind of going for that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what books are out there that you have read that you could help listeners that on this very topic?
Well, there's so many great books out there. Obviously, I've already mentioned Don't Waste Your Talent. I think that's such a comprehensive one that really kind of helps you kind of walk through all the different factors and kind of raises your awareness of how we get kind of sucked into societal pressures and things like that. Right. I think for empty nesters, also one particular one that I really like is Barbara and Susan's Guide to the Empty Nest. Discovering new purpose and passion and kind of your next great adventure. I think that really kind of mirrors a lot of my philosophy and what I do in my practice in a real personal way. So I think that's been a great one.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So how do you use this thing called the internet, this ever-growing, amazingly creative, sometimes frustrating, but always fascinating thing called the internet? How do you use that in your life and work?
Well, I use it obviously a lot in my practice, and especially when I'm working with students, showing them the different resources that are out there. My Next Move and ONET Online and the BLS Occupational Outlook Handbook they're great resources for kind of getting the details and the real scoop about different careers and in a real, real detailed fashion. I love the career outlook portion on the BLS site. They have interviews with different careers and kind of how people got where they are. And then there's some video sites that I really like to recommend. Jobsmadereal.com is one of them that I particularly like to use with students, that it contains thousands of taped, or hundreds, that's probably more accurate, hundreds of taped interviews of people talking about what their work is like. Okay. So a lot of good resources out there. I like the reality check that a lot of states have that helps you kind of determine how much you need to make to have the lifestyle you want. It's really more about making informed choices that I really like to help clients be aware of the different options out there. I could go on and on about, but those are kind of top ones that I use a lot.
No, those are very helpful.
With my student clients.
Jobs Made Real, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, jobsmadereal.com. So it's made by students for students, but they're not interviewing students. So anybody can watch it. Adults need to kind of get past the fact that it's their teens that are actually interviewing the people, but there's some really great information you can get. Of course, there's no substitute for reaching out and talking to people that are actually working in the field, kind of making that personal connection.
Right.
But it really helps to kind of have those taped interviews,
too. Yeah, yes, I like that. So what's happening? What's your personal vision over the next handful of years going forward?
Well, I absolutely love what I do. I feel so blessed and privileged and honored to be able to kind of engage with my clients and help them one-on-one. So that's definitely going to continue. But I am working on the different group coaching aspects, that I am working on some blended delivery programs to be able to impact a wider variety of people, and kind of where there'll be more self-study and then a little bit one-on-one with me and some kind of video content. I'm kind of working on that. I work with clients all over the country by Skype, but not everybody has the ability to kind of work one-on-one with a coach. And so I want to put some different options out there. So those are some of the things that are on my heart and that I want to continue to kind of develop in.
Excellent. So what are you proudest of?
Wow, that is, I'm really proud of my kids. I'm going to have to say they are just really amazing individuals in their own rights and just doing some really cool things and being who God made them to be. So there's no way that I could get by without saying that. But I'm also really proud of the practice I built and that I've taken some risks and really stepped out of my comfort zone in some different ways to really use my talents. And it is just the ability to make a difference in people's lives and do what I've been made to do. There's just nothing like it. And I'm just feel really blessed.
Well, you're leading a wonderful life. Congratulations. Jenny Larson, it's been a pleasure being with you today. Thank you for sharing the highlights of your life's journey. And I know that listeners have learned lessons that will help them on theirs. So tell our listeners how they get in touch with you.
My contact information is on my website. It's 210consulting.org, 210, but without the colon. That's in the actual name. So 210consulting.org. My email, phone number, all my contact information is there. That's probably the easiest and best way.
Okay, good. And listeners know you can go to our homepage, Discover Talent Podcast, and click on podcast and find Jenny Larson's what we call show notes and find the summary of this fine interview along with this contact information. Thank you, listeners across the world, for joining us. Appreciate you every day. If you go to our website, you know that we have an infographic based on an ebook, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. It's free, and we're getting great feedback to this ebook, so I hope you'll enjoy it and use it, and it'll be a Kickstarter for your career. You can also subscribe for free on iTunes and Stitcher, and we'd love to have you as a member of our tribe and tell us how we can provide content and serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.